The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. I'm your host for the next 2 hours, and hopefully this is your little escape into the outdoors that takes you away from all the other stuff that's happening around the country and around the world that stresses people out. This is the time to just sit back and relax and listen. Share in the adventures of others. Take yourself back to the day. You know, your favorite hunting day, your favorite fishing day, your favorite crabbing day, your favorite day on the range, and just chill out, check in, whatever. And good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Can't complain yet.
Good. Glad to hear it. Aaron is our producer, call screener. He's the guy that keeps everything moving in the right direction here at the station on WCBM 680 while I sit back here in my home studio, which consists of my recliner and a TV tray table. The TV tray table holds the immense volume of equipment that is needed to produce this show, which is a Comrex unit, which is about, I say the size of a cigar box, but I don't know how many people know what a cigar box is. Let's see. Let's say it's It's 9 by 10 by 2 inches thick, and it's got 6 buttons on it. It's got a place for the headphones/microphone, which is all in one unit to plug in. Two ports there.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, that was interesting. That was really interesting because all I did was pointing out things on the Comrex. I moved it a little bit, maybe a half inch, and it went away, according to John B. and Aaron. And that's why we went to commercial right away. So, anyway, I have no idea. Yeah, I was describing the box, the Comrex, and I'm not touching it, but it's about 8 by 9, 8 by 10, 9 by 10, something like that. It's about 2 inches thick. It has 3 dials down the left, 3 dials down the right. Places for 2 microphone-headphone combos, which is 2 ports on each side. It's got a port in the back for the Ethernet cable, which connects to the Wi-Fi box here at the house, which is the, I can't remember the name of the system. And then there's a power cord, which goes in the back and goes in the outlet here at the house. So that's it. That's my studio, sitting right here on a tray table. A wooden tray table, I might add, not a laminate. We go first class here, that's for sure. So, sorry about that. We'll just kind of start over a little bit if we have to. How about that? So, busy week. I texted somebody, said I had a bunch of medical stuff going on this week. Blood work, which was for my regular general doctor, family doctor, family physician. I had my six-month follow-up. I'm fine. Everything's good. Had, what else did I do? Follow-up with the colonoscopy. I'm fine for 3 years. And there was something else I did. I don't remember. But everything's cool. Everything's cool. I'm in very good shape. Everything's happy. All my numbers are good. All my, oh, that was the other one. More blood work for my diabetes nurse practitioner. So she's doing good. Everybody's happy. I'm happier than you can imagine, given circumstances. So just keep busy working. That keeps me occupied. It keeps me out of trouble, and it keeps me rocking and rolling. So I'm here with you this morning to take your phone calls. Now, here's what we've got. We've got people already registering online for the Muzzleloader Contest. Muzzleloader Contest begins and ends in September, but you can certainly email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Submit your entry, more than one entry, you know, youth entry, whatever you want to do. Email ellis@ellisoutdoors. On the subject line, put Muzzleloader Contest. If you only want in the Fishing Tackle Contest, just put Tackle Contest on the subject line. Or just Contests, you know, we'll register you in both. So next week will be the week we give away the Fishing Tackle from High Tide Lures, Tackle Box Tim Sherman. He and I have talked a couple times this week. And the Muzzleloaders, I believe I mentioned, they have arrived. There's an ad about the contest in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, if you happen to pick up a copy of that. It says what I say every week. Call in, leave your name and number. We'll write it down, and, you know, at the end of the month, end of September, we'll give away the first muzzleloader. The scopes are here. The scopes are mounted. They are beautiful 3x9x40 scopes from Hawk Optics, and, you know, we're just moving forward every day we can, every day we can. The second hour today, we'll have Michelle Kirk on with Maryland Department of Natural Resources, not Wildlife and Heritage. She is with Natural Resources Police, and we're going to talk about hunter education. Some exciting stuff coming up that she's going to tell us about, such as a muzzleloader course and a new bow course, a new trapping course. So there we are. Yep. So it's all good. Yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I was up a little early, about 20 minutes early, took a shower, all dressed up, ready to rock and roll out of here to go to Southern Maryland, going to down towards Chaptico. There's a taxidermy shop down there called Wathen Taxidermy, and we are measuring probably about 20 animals today. We've got Chuck Wilcox and Steve Keithley on the scene today. They are our Bucks, Bears, Stags official measurers, and if anybody's got a Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett nationally recognized animal, they'll be able to facilitate their entry into those clubs as well. So get in the national book, which is kind of neat. We've been measuring all along. If you watch our Facebook page, you'll see that some of the guys have been measuring at their houses and putting their entries on our Facebook page. You know, they have to sign permission they have to authorize us to put them on social media. Most people do. We had one fellow take a nice deer up in Garrett County. And it's interesting because, well, you know, I'm not going to get it measured because people know where the deer came from. That doesn't mean there's another one just like it there. That doesn't mean, you know, just because you shot it somewhere in Garrett County, anybody's going to be able to track you down. I have another fella that took a giant Sika deer and won't get it measured. No, you do that, you lose your lease. Well, 99% of the people in the world don't know where your lease is. So I don't know. You know, we narrow it down to the county. You know, we don't put your GPS coordinates in there. We don't put the address in where you took your deer. You know, somebody says, I shot a deer near Brandywine. Well, okay, that's a big area. I shot a deer near Chestertown. Well, that's a big area. So, you know, I don't get people. I guess I can understand it a little bit, but let's talk to John in North Carolina. Maybe he can help me understand. Morning, John. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm choking on coffee. Oh, sorry about that. You need a minute?
No, I'm good.
All right.
You know, it's it's hot and sweaty, and while you're cutting the grass with earplugs, there's not a lot to think about. And I think to myself, gee, you know, I think I'm going to try using 777 pellets this year. I've been hunting with blackhorn for 5-6 years now.
Yeah.
But last year I had a hang fire.
On 777?
No, on blackhorn.
Oh, I've seen it happen on 777. Really? A hang fire?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Well, there's a video out there. There's a video out there my buddy Jeff has been telling me about. And do you have the Blackhorn 209?
Special breech plug, yes.
You do? Okay. Well, there's a video out there that you actually take some powder and put it in the face of the breech plug.
Huh.
Okay. And then put it in the rifle. And allegedly that helps it go off better. I mean, you know, I prime the nipple on my traditional. So I mean, the practice is as old as time, but I've never heard of anybody doing it with a 209 primer or 209 powder.
Yeah. The 777 I see online, it's still pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
But that Blackhorn has gotten outrageous.
I know, it's like $80 a pound or $80 for whatever size bottle you get.
It's 8 ounces now. They cut it from 10 to 8. And tripled the price or quadrupled the
price. Wow.
I've got a bottle of it.
Yeah.
Unopened. It's a collectible 10 ounce.
Oh wow. Congratulations.
But I think I'm going to try the pellets this year and see how that works out.
I'll give it a shot. Just don't use any grease in your bore.
No, I don't.
As
a matter of fact, I'll run alcohol down the barrel before I put the breech plug in.
Yep.
And dry it out. Make sure it's good and clean.
Do you fire any primers before you load it?
Typically not.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I'll clean the breech plug the same way, and I'll put anti-seize on the... And I'm real careful none of it gets into the into the barrel area.
Well, just the extra added precaution, if you take a couple primers, whether they're shotgun primers or number 11s or whatever you're using in your muzzleloader.
209s.
209s, dry fire a couple of them, and that'll guarantee your barrel's dried out.
Yeah, I'll try that this year.
Yeah, so, but I've used 777 pellets for years and years and years and years and years. I think I only had one time when they went downrange and it just kind of fizzled out a little bit, and I had that happen with my handgun last year, even with the 209. So I don't know if it was the bullet. And it didn't seal, and that's a very good possibility.
Yeah,
that
they don't obturate. You're not going to get pressure.
Exactly. So, I think that's what happened on the handgun that I was using an inexpensive bullet just to kind of sight it in, Sabot, as a matter of fact. And I think the powder blew by the bullet, and the bullet kind of went bleak out the end.
Well, one time, you know how these things go.
One time,
I swear, I think I forgot to put a saboted bullet in my muzzleloader. And I had pellets. And you could watch them going downrange.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a mini fireworks show.
It was like, oh, look, it's got tracers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyway. But I'm looking forward to cool weather.
Oh, you and I both. Well, it's been a little cooler up here with that storm offshore. We've had some mornings in the 60s and afternoons in the 70s, which is very pleasant. So,
I'm in the high country. We suffer in the winter.
Yeah.
In the summer, I still listen to CBM all the time on the internet. And I know it's hotter than the blue blazes up there.
It has been.
I'm kind of spoiled. It is very humid, but it's been a hot summer because it's been in the mid-80s. And I know you guys would probably pay good money for
that. Oh, yeah, the mid-80s. We'd, We'd kill for that almost, but yeah.
Yeah, but
certain days.
It just feels so hot and sweaty compared to the way. Normally, it's upper 70s, low 80s.
Yeah, nice.
But in the winter, you know, I wake up, it's minus 13.
Yeah.
But one thing I learned was minus 13 and 28, they feel about the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No
the difference question. Is your well head might freeze.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Pain in the neck. Then
it is.
Going
it
outside,
can be.
Taking the well head apart.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to the season again.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So what kind of ammo are you using? What kind of?
It's a TC 230 grain hollow point in a Sabot.
Sounds deadly.
That's all I remember about it.
Yeah.
The copper plated lead.
Yeah.
Copper
yeah.
wash. I don't think I've ever killed a deer with one yet.
Oh, wow.
I've used everything. All my firing has been for sighting in.
Yeah.
But haven't actually killed one. I'm the only one, funny enough, and I hunt with five other guys. I'm the only one who really likes muzzleloaders.
Wow.
The rest of them are either indifferent or just hostile to them.
Really?
They
hostile?
They just don't enjoy them.
Huh.
And I guess I get it. They're very different.
Yeah.
I really like the things, especially because it's the first season of the year. You're still really excited.
Oh, yeah. 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 Is that it? Do you get text on your cell phone number there? Is that your cell phone that you gave to Aaron?
No, it's just a landline. I don't know.
Landline.
I'm one of the holdouts.
I hear you. I got you. Okay. Very good. So I've got a really good deer on camera that I'm excited about. So very, very tall, 8 points. Not much on the brow tines, but the G2's got a split on. Not a split. It's actually kind of a wild, almost like an upside down drop tine. I don't know how else to describe it. It's not like a Y at off the beam. It's another extra point off of there. So he's pretty nice. Nice. So
we've got a couple fawns and young does come to the house all the time. They're always searching under the apple tree.
Sure. Well, wait till the apples are on it. There'll be more.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a bad apple year. One out of three trees got apples, and it didn't get many.
I got you.
In the afternoon, I'll go out and shake the thing, try to drop some apples for them.
I hear you.
We like watching them.
Gotcha. All right, John. I appreciate the call. Good luck this year. Stay in touch. Good luck in the contest.
You too.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right, folks, our friends at Backyard Billy's. Boy, I'll tell you, I was in there the other day. I said, what would you like me to talk about? And they said, hearth and sheds. So, okay, I'll talk about hearth and sheds. Which do you want to hear about first? You want to hear about hearth? You want to hear about sheds? I can do it all. Let's talk about the stuff out in Backyard Billy's backyard. You know, there's sheds out there, a ton of sheds, just all kinds of sheds, just any kind of shed you need. They've got sheds that are part greenhouse. They've got greenhouses, which are just kind of like a shed. They take up the same amount of space. But not only sheds, but all the other stuff for your backyard. They've got kids' gym sets. They call them, we used to call them swing sets. Well, they're beyond that now. I mean, they've got launching pads on top. They've got sliding boards. They've got swings. They've got everything for the kids. And if you are, grandpa or grandma, and you want to get the kids something for Christmas, there you go. Backyard Billy's has got it. They've got pergolas, they've got gazebos, they've got chicken coops, they've got dog kennels, but they have sheds. They got lots of sheds. And free delivery and setup on those sheds within 60 miles. How about that? And free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So why not? Why not check it out, the complete line of sheds and outdoor stuff? Not only that, tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs, everything you need for your backyard, everything to make your backyards fun and exciting and look good and feel good about. Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4000. 4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. But if you want to make your backyard look great, Backyard Billy's, making backyards fun again. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting
when the dealing's done.
All right, there goes old Kenny Rogers. He was born this past week. I think the anniversary of his birth was Friday, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, 1938. I had no idea he was that old, 1938. But, you know, he was older than me, so that's all I know. How about that? Started out with First Edition. 1967 was his first hit, called I Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In. That's when I was really into records, really into 45s. I memorized a lot of songs back in the day, and that was one of them. So that was the time in our country when we call it the psychedelic age, and that definitely reflected his psychedelic journey. Maybe we'll play it later, I don't know. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410. Any callers on the line there, Aaron?
No,
410-922-6680. Okay, good. Good. So, how are you enjoying this weather? I know that it's very interesting. You know, I've got the cameras out now, and I'm seeing deer, and I'm seeing mostly deer. I'm seeing some raccoons and squirrels, and I just, there we go. I just noticed that during the height of the hurricane, when it was as close as it was going to get, when we had the southeast winds, no deer. East wind, terrible for hunting. Don't like to hunt on an east wind of any kind, southeast, northeast. And the deer even just disappear off the camera. And, boy, when it clears up and you get a little high pressure coming through, they are back on there for hours and hours and hours. So I just, you know, they're eating the corn, they're eating the apple cracker that's out there that I put out, and that's good stuff. I mean, they're a good sponsor, Apple Cracker, and good folks to deal with. So we use their product and recommend it highly here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Excuse me, I mentioned Hawk Optics. We've got one that has that we're going to test their lifetime no-fault warranty. We're going to test one. We're going to see how it works out. I'm going to send one back this week. Everything's fine with it. Don't worry. It looks good, but we're going to see how they perform in their warranty. Why don't we remind the folks about the Hawk Optics there, Aaron, the one they're going to get on their muzzleloader.
Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
For whatever your pursuit, mid-range or long-range, Hawk Optics has a scope for you. One of my personal favorites is the Vantage 3x9x40 Straight Wall Marksman. Featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards, the Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 45-70, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorite Hawk scopes is the Vantage 3x9x40 Slug Gun Muzzleloader Scope. That's the one that's coming on your CVA muzzleloader if you win. This scope can be calibrated to speeds of 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched, illuminated reticle of 3 holdover points. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. And that Hawk has an E on the end. And that's what we've got. Aaron, do you want to hit a couple? Let's see. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia, and then we'll talk to Jerry in Baltimore. Then we'll go to a break. Good morning, Chris. How are things in your world today?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Things are going well. I just dropped in to see what kind of condition your condition's in.
My condition is, let's see. I pushed. Yeah, let's see. I pushed my mind in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high, and I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
It sounds like he was taking little tabs of stuff.
He was doing something. Sounded like it. Yeah.
Indeed.
But,
I heard
what a voice, man.
Interesting the other day.
Go ahead.
Actually, not interesting, but disturbing. You may have heard of this. I didn't dig into the story. It was on YouTube, and I just didn't want to get down that rabbit hole. But apparently this professional hunter in Africa was gored and killed by a Cape buffalo.
Saw that. I did see that. Yes, indeed.
And all these people were just proclaiming how great it was that this guy got killed. And I when I saw this, I said, I just don't even want to go down that hole because...
You know what? Our society's sick. Our society is absolutely sick. It really is.
You know, a couple years ago, there was a guy that went to Africa on a rhinoceros hunt, and he killed a rhinoceros.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just excoriated him online and all this stuff. But when you dig into it, you come to find out that this was a managed hunt. This was a rhinoceros that was coming to the end of its life. It was harvested to make room for other rhinoceros. And what people don't understand is these tribes in Africa manage this, and they make a lot of money for their tribes that live in squalor.
No question.
And it's very beneficial to them.
Plus, they harvest the meat. There's not one scrap of meat that goes wasted on any of these big game hunts. You know, the hunter collects, you know, the head, the horns, the hide, and, you know, that's his memory of the hunt. And I'm sure they dine on you know, Cape buffalo backstraps and so forth. But for the most part, the animals are managed, and the indigenous population there winds up with meat to feed the villages for, you know, weeks, months, if not, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. I have a friend who harvested a lion who can't bring it back.
Really?
Who can't bring it back. Can't bring it back from Africa. Same way with polar bears. You cannot, you harvest a polar bear, you can't bring the head and the hide and the skull or any of it back because of Environmental Protection Agency, I don't know if it's endangered species or CITES or whatever it is, but they just can't bring them back. So, you know, I don't know. I hope.
Yeah, we know
a guy,
my dad had a part-time job. We would shoe horses.
Right.
Farrier.
Yeah.
And my older brother still does it full-time. I did it for a while, but we knew this guy. He lived over near Timonium, and he actually, this was back in the 70s, I'd say, he actually had a, he was a big hunter, and he had a polar bear, and he had it mounted fully standing upright, and he had to have a construction company come in and drop his floor to make room to put this polar bear in there.
Right. Oh, yeah. 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 They're huge animals. When I hunted... Yeah. Black bear up in western Maryland, my host was a worldwide hunter, and all types of mounted game, a lot of bears and some deer and some elk, but there was some African game, and he had a shoulder mount of a hippopotamus. He had a shoulder mount of a 32-inch rhino. He had a full mount polar bear up in his eaves in his great room on an ice floe. And I don't know what kind of framing he had to do to put this thing up there, but it was monstrous. And it was that was the highlight of his room. And, you know, had special, what do I want to say, lofts built in his house to display his life-size brown bear from Africa and his grizzly bear and, you know, a lot of his different mounts and so forth. So, but there were believe it or not, there were elephant tusks, half a dozen of them laying around his house, wherever. On the washing machine, on the tool bench. And I said, Ed, you got elephant tusks laying around all over the place. He said, yeah, I've harvested three elephants. I said, there's no elephant mound here. He said, no. He said, I harvested three of them. All three of them were charging. So the man's been in three elephant charge. So he would have known firsthand what that seconds that fellow, you know, felt before that Cape buffalo crashed into him. So,
Yeah. But,
yeah, it's dangerous.
Speaking on bears.
Yes, sir.
Yep, sir. I'm taking my dogs on a walk the other morning. Get up to the top of the mountain, coming back down. I got the one dog, he's a red bone plot hound mix.
Yep.
And he always roams off. The other three, they kind of stick with me. The one dog, he stays at the cabin. And so the other three dogs are about 15 feet in front of me, and all of a sudden they just take off into the bush.
Right.
And I hear this crashing in the bush. I think, well, the dogs found something. They're chasing a coon or something like that and come back
right.
around. I turn around, and gosh, 20 feet away from me, here comes this bear looking out of the bush. Here comes my red band plowed hound right on his tail.
Oh, brother.
Dumb me, I didn't take a pistol with me. Usually I do.
Right.
And luckily, I got everybody back safely, but yeah, that was pretty interesting. About 20 feet, I could have just taken a little rock and chunked it at him. And
I would have said that was a clench moment, to say the very least.
I was thinking afterwards, I said, I'm just thankful that wasn't a sow with cubs.
Exactly. Probably a young male this time of year, probably a young one, you know, just trying to establish his territory and so forth, and the dog had him well in control, I think. So, but they're all dangerous.
Because I'm sorry,
they're all dangerous.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with they do a lot of hound hunting up here.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They do a lot of hound hunting, and I mean it's almost year round sport because they have, of course, the season when you can harvest a bear. But then they have a season where you can train your dog.
Where you can train your dog,
and,
yep.
And they're running bear all the time, and the bear...
I hear you.
...associate dogs with danger. And
yeah, sure they do.
They don't hang around.
Nope. Gotcha.
I think that's why I've not had any problems with them coming right here to the cabin. Of course, I'm very careful, you know, if I...
Yeah.
I have a trash can out on the porch, and when I throw trash in there, I always rinse it out, make sure it's clean.
Oh, yeah.
Keep a lid on it. And but I think the dogs have really helped me in keeping bear right from coming right up to the cabin.
That makes sense.
I wish they'd do the same with deer.
Well, that's all right.
Well, I had to put two fences around my garden just to keep the deer out.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. Stay in touch.
My week.
Yeah, well, that was exciting enough. That would have done it for me. Yeah, absolutely. So, take care of yourself, my man. What's that?
Well, health wise.
Oh yeah,
doing great. You're doing well health wise, and
yep,
hang in there, buddy. And
I will do that.
God bless my buddy Teddy.
God bless my buddy Teddy. See you, Chris.
See you, buddy.
Have a good one. All right. Let's see. I got to do something here. Oh, I got to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right down there in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. You know, they are your full-line Browning dealer, and hunting season's right around the corner, so it's time to take a look to see what new firearm you need to invest in this year, and there are a couple new ones from Browning, and one of them is the A500. You know, I've been touting the A5 autoloader shotgun with the kinematic drive recoil operation, just like its granddaddy. The 12-gauge, the new 20-gauge model, has a gloss black anodized receiver finish, a gloss finished Turkish walnut stock with vertical grip, 18 lines per inch checkering, 3 choke tubes, fiber optic front sight, and an ivory mid-bead, ideal for hunting or sporting clays. And I've been using the 20 for waterfowl forever, you know, unless I'm doing snow geese or something like that, and it works just fine. So why not check out the A500 from Clyde Sports Shop? You know, I like to collect lever-action rifles, and the lever-actions are becoming increasingly popular across the country. The BLR Lightweight 81 Stainless Takedown Browning Lever Rifle. The rifle quickly takes down into two parts. It's got a non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish, a matte stainless steel barrel, gray laminated satin finish. It's a pretty gun. I saw one the other day. Straight grip stock, just like the old 94 Winchester with checkering. The barrel's drilled and tapped for an optional scout-style scope mount. It's got swivel studs and a True Glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. Take a look at the BLR Lightweight 81 Takedown. Next time you're at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, as I mentioned, in Lansdowne, Harethorpe, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde's has been around since 1957. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com. That's the phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by Clyde's. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There we go. All right, let's see. Who's in? Who's on the line there, Aaron?
We have Jerry in Baltimore.
Jerry in, all right. Good morning, Jerry. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So, I was wondering, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about when you were going to be in the Baltimore City area.
Yes.
You said you didn't know your schedule.
Right. I still don't. I don't plan anything because I don't know what's going to come up. You know.
Yes.
So. But
okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're good.
So I had a question, and I may have the number off wrong, but the Mossberg, I believe, 590.
Okay.
I was looking in the gun magazine a couple of days ago, and I understand they have an upgrade. The Mossberg 590 is a short barrel pump shotgun.
Right.
Now the new version is a semi-auto. Are you familiar?
The 500 was a pump action shotgun. I think the 590 has always been an auto loader, but I don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that. But I think you've got the two guns. I think the 590 has always been an auto loader, and the 500 has always been a pump.
I have a question.
I shot my first buck in Maryland with a 500 Mossberg. Okay. Got rid of it. Too noisy.
Oh wow.
Yeah, the pump mechanism, the forearm rattled the whole time, and they were all like that. I mean, it just, and so back in the day, Kathy bought me a Remington 870 special purpose deer gun, and I used that. I probably shot, I don't know, 50, 60, 80 deer with it, you know, so that really worked out well.
Right. Yeah, so, excuse me. Might have my concept incorrect, but with the Mossberg that we just discussed, I think they say it's not a rifle. The classification is different. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? DEA or by the government or FBI or whoever approves gun permits.
Uh-huh.
It's not a gun. And it's not a rifle. Am I wrong?
I don't know. You're talking this 590? Is that what you're telling me?
I think so. I may have been confused with something else that I saw out at Brass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
It's the classification. I think.
Well, you'll get expert advice there if you ask anybody.
Yeah.
All right. It looks like to me that the 590 is the one that is used for home protection, all black, pump action. It has a, some of them have a removable hand grip, and
yes, sir,
that's the one you're talking about. And it is it is a pump action shotgun.
Right.
All right.
It's
it
doesn't have a full stock. In other words, you brace it against your hip, I guess. If you try to put it up to your shoulder, you probably.
Yeah, I'd have to look. Off. I'd have to look at all the different models.
Right.
You know, I'd have to look at all the different models to find the one you're referring to, but that's what it looks like to me. Is that it's the home protection version?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I see a stainless one. I see some full stock ones. I haven't seen any with just a hand grip yet, but there's probably something available if people like that. I think that's
right.
I think that's
the one I'm referring to. I think it's just an inch, maybe a quarter inch longer than to make it legal.
Yeah, yeah.
So a quarter inch less, it would be on the 18 inch.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at the lineup here. So but yeah, I mean it's certainly a good home protection shotgun. I mean, a pump shotgun's the way to go if you're going to protect your home. You know, you can always spackle.
So you prefer to pump over the semi-auto.
It's all in what you want. It's all in what you want. It's all in what you...
As far as dependability.
Oh, pump action, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, thank you.
All right. Yeah, if that's the one you want.
Thank you, Charlton. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Alan.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Let me ask you this. If you buy this shotgun, will they be able to pry it from your cold, dead fingers?
No, sir. You know, I'm your number one fan.
I know.
I wasn't in Philly when you were at that convention.
Right.
But you outdid yourself. You outdid
the
performance and the Ten Commandments.
I understand. Well, always remember.
There's a loader in your hand.
Always remember,
Soylent Green is people.
Oh my goodness! And in closing, Edward G. He went away willingly. He was that, I guess, old and sick and tired. He just wanted to go. You remember the movie? He just wanted to go. He knew what he was getting into, and he went to his end willingly.
I understand.
Edward G. Robinson.
Yes, he did. He got the beautiful dreamscape all around him. So.
Yes, he did. He got the premium package.
He did.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Got to let you go.
All right, Alan. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. You too. Bye-bye. Hey, we'll be right back after some of these messages.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed blocks and bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a Mil-Spec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the music to end the first hour. Our guests are already on the line, so we'll be talking to them right after the first part of the hour. Very interesting stuff coming up here for those of you who'd like to get into hunting or have somebody in your family that would like to. So get out, stay safe. Remember, your family's the most important thing. The most important thing. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you after the break.